are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Certainly, that's where you're at, AWRSID Media. This year is the afternoon drive show, Maranatha Drive, and we're having a conversation as we chat to my pastor, Muruti Katerere. And the focus of this discussion, looking at all matters pertaining the gift of prophecy, is a fundamental belief discussion, and we are in belief number 18. Now, the prophetic gift produced the Bible itself, right? And I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, chapter 1 rather, would say, prophecy was not coming out of what people intended to bring out. No. They say that they were moved. These holy men of God were moved by His Spirit, right? By the prophetic gift. And in post-biblical times, it is not to supersede or to add scripture, right? That's the gift of prophecy, because the canon apparently is closed. So we're going to be seeing how that works, and do join us as we discuss together, trying to connect Nomfundisi to Pastor Katerere, who is to join us in this discussion, making all sense of all things regarding the gift of prophecy. And if you've got any thoughts, any comments, any questions on the subject, why don't you share with us, +27 73 470 3520. That's +27 73 470 3520. Send us through your contact, your message on that number, and we'll see what we can do as we discuss together. We're just trying to get a hold of Mfundisi. Not too sure why he is not coming through. We'll keep trying so that we can have this discussion. Yesterday, as we concluded, actually, we asked a question to our pastor as we were trying to make sense of this idea of what prophecy is all about, to say, when you get post-biblical prophets, I mean, we just mentioned of those, to say those that come after scripture, what is their authority though? Here we're having a sense of, can they add to the canon? Apparently they say the canon is what? Is closed. So if they can't add, does that diminish their authority? Are they equal to the scripture in terms of authority, or are they below the scripture, right? And what does that even mean? Are we now having measurements to the Holy Spirit as a whole? Who is the Holy Spirit influencing? Ugoze City, no. Not this one. This one is the one which is really, really inspired. When both are inspired by the Holy Spirit, who are we to make a measurement or a judgment in that sense? So it's a conversation that we were hoping that the pastor could address and share with us as we try to make sense of it all. And today's conversation, some of the thoughts we were looking at is to understand if prophetic writings, right, other than the scripture, add anything to what the Bible has said, right, in terms of our understanding. Can they be trusted? How much trust should we share towards them? Do we believe that they are coming from the same Holy Spirit? Or somehow we believe there are levels. This scripture is the real, real, real inspired word. Any other inspired item after that is not as inspired. You know, we want to hear, talk to us as we have this discussion together. If you're joining us on the TikTok Live, you can also add your comment in the chat box there. Looks like the pastor has come through. Mfundisi, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Good afternoon, and I hope everyone is well.
No, we're doing okay, Pastor. We're doing okay. Your side?
No, I'm doing fine. At least a sunny day today.
Wonderful stuff. Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much. Mfundisi, we are continuing with our study here, looking at issues of prophecy, especially as it is a gift from God. I want us to just wrap up with that comment that came through yesterday as we were closing off, to try and understand, as you were mentioning, how the Seventh-day Adventists view the gift of prophecy as a key thing in the last days, as that's what scripture says, to say in the last days you will get a group of people who are called the remnant, and there's two identifying marks for them. Number one is that they keep the commandments of God, and number two, they've got this idea of the gift of prophecy. And the question then was saying, okay, Pastor, we hear you, but here's the question. When we say Ellen White is an exemplification of that gift, her authority, since are we saying she's got the same inspiration that has inspired those of Scripture, your Isaiahs, your Pauls, your John, the Revelators, and if it's the same inspiration, does it mean that she's got the same authority as the Scripture?
Thank you very much for that question. Mm-hmm. I would start by saying inspiration has no degrees, where we have 50% inspiration, 30% inspiration. So if we add Spirit speaking to Isaiah, It's the same way that the Holy Spirit spoke to Ellen White. And it is also key to understand that we believe in thought inspiration. So the thoughts of the vessel is inspired, then they write from the context, probably a time from where they are staying, where they are living. But when it comes to the inspiration, it is the same. Now, let's put that aside. Isaiah, Ezekiel, and many other prophets,
yes,
holy men of God, they spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We believe Ellen White also, moved by the Holy Spirit, she wrote and she spoke.
Mm.
Now, when we read from Ellen White herself, she says she's a lesser light leading to the greater light.
Okay.
And she mentions that if we read faithfully the word of God, there was no need for the testimonies. She believes that when at times we don't read the word of God, but that does not make her a lesser inspiration just because she says she's a lesser light leading to the greater light. It is because she believes that the only infallible writings that we have, they are the word of God, the 66 books that we have as compiled into the word of God, into the... But if we read from the book of Amos and also the book of Acts, it is easy to note that God clearly spoke and said, in the last days, there shall be prophets.
Okay.
In the last days, we shall dream dreams. So what it means is, if God has a message for a specific people for a particular time, only when there is need for that, he can be able to raise a prophet for that specific thing. So in these last days, God has raised Ellen White. And I don't want to be controversial, but I want to say, if God sees a need, we can still be able to get another prophet.
Mm-hmm.
We can still have many other prophets if God sees a need. But that does not mean that they are above the word of God. The only word that is infallible, it is the 66 books that we have that are in scripture, but God can be able to raise other prophets. If you remember also in scripture, there were prophets that were for a particular space.
Mm-hmm.
God can be able to raise someone specifically for Johannesburg who will lead the church in Johannesburg in the direction that he wants, because within that context, they have probably failed to follow what God wants. So not every prophet, even in scripture, was global. But
no, but Maruti,
purpose. Look at Nathan, sent for a particular purpose.
No, Pastor, you're expanding the point too much.
He does what God says.
Come
at
back.
That time.
Come back, Maruti.
I think that's how I would answer that question.
Yeah, come back. But I'm not sure if I'm answered. I'm not sure. Maybe just come back again and just summarize, because you said many things and I got a bit lost in the translation there. What are you saying about authority? Are they having the same authority as the scripture or not?
They are inspired at the same level.
Yes.
They're inspired at the same level with the authors of scripture.
Yes.
But the only difference is the Bible is infallible. The Bible is...
We're talking authority, Maruti. We're talking authority. Do they have the same authority as the scripture?
Yes, they do have the same authority.
Ah, okay. Okay. No, then we're cool.
They do have the same authority because they are inspired the same by the same God and Holy Spirit.
Ah, okay. All right. So maybe let me follow it up with this question then, to say, do prophetic writings, other than those in the scriptures, add to what is in the Bible, and can they be trusted?
Sorry, can you come again?
I'm wanting to find out if these writings that are coming from post-biblical prophets, what they write, what they prophesy, do they add to the canon, especially seeing that it's closed, or and can they be trusted? Maybe let me put it like that.
So let's be clear that she's not
she. We're asking about all of them.
Yes, they are not replacing the Bible, but they are messengers.
We're not saying replacing either. We're saying adding to. Are they adding? Because remember, we are accepting what the scripture says, but are we saying,
yes,
just like we had the Old Testament, there was a time that was the canon. There was a time just the five books were the canon. And then we added. And then, so we're saying these other writings, are they adding to the scripture? Do we take them as scripture? And can they be trusted?
The second part, they can be trusted. But I want to be careful not to say they add to scripture. Let someone quote and says, he who adds to this scripture, so I want to be correct in saying they are a lesser guide. the lesser guide. They point to scripture.
Okay.
They point to scripture. So it's not like we have third revelation or fourth revelation on top of the 66 books that we already have. But the same prophets, they are there to point us to the word of God and to the truth.
Okay. What is the reason for diversity in the messengers that God uses, especially when you look at the prophetic authors? I mean, you had some who are learned people, some are just farmers, some don't have any education. You know, why does he have such a variety of people in terms of their age, their gender, their background, their socioeconomic status, and so forth? Why not just say, you know what, they're already scribes, let me just pick from this crew, they're already the ones that are interested in writing.
I think even today, one thing that I have noticed, if I want to make, if I want to reach better, I have to be at the same level of the people that I'm speaking to. I see David as a shepherd, and his messages, they resonate within that context as well, and even beyond. When we look at Paul and every other Bible writer, before we even look at prophets themselves. So God used various prophets with different backgrounds, I think, number one, to be able to reach to various people. But the second other reason that I'd see is God can literally use anyone. It would feel as if God have specific people that he wants to use if God was focusing on a particular, let's say, only shepherds. But he used doctors, he used shepherds, he used people who had literally nothing. So I think it brings us to the thought that when God speaks to his people through a particular vessel, at times he looks for the weakest of them all. At times he looks at people with nothing. At times, because he wants to reach a specific class, he also brings somebody within that context. So God... the incarnation ministry of Jesus Christ is the best for us to see that he comes down to our level so that we can be able to identify with him.
Yeah.
So God providing prophets who are from various backgrounds helps them to incarnate within the levels of each and everyone that they are dealing with at a particular time.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. And I think that inclusivity is quite an important thing. Just to know that anybody and everybody can be used by God means quite a lot, right? He qualifies those that he calls. He doesn't just look for the qualified when he calls. I think that's quite profound, quite profound. Muruti, let's talk about the end times. It's very key because we believe we are people living in the last days of Earth's history as well. I want us to chat to the increase of prophecy or the prophetic gift. You hear passages such as Joel chapter 2, such as Acts chapter 2, speaking to an increase in the last days of the prophetic gift. What does that look like? And have we already started seeing that increase, or is that still to come?
I think it is there, and it will even progress even further.
Okay.
The prophetic gift. But we need to also be careful. So the Bible is clear in the book of Acts and in the book of Joel that in the last days, yes, the young men and the young women, they shall dream dreams, they shall prophesy and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a given that in these last days we shall get this in the remnant church.
Mm.
And if we are to define the last days, we cannot necessarily just say from 1844.
Okay.
Even now, we are in the last days and we don't know when Jesus Christ is coming. So the possibility of God actually raising more prophets and people who dream and prophesy, it is very high. And I do believe that some of them are already there.
Mm.
But remember, we need to test each and every spirit in our churches.
Yeah.
I'm sure we do have people that God has spoken to in various ways. It can be dreams. It can be, but not every prophet is global. Not every prophet who is in South Africa is meant for Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I think at times God has a message for a specific area, for a specific people. And in these last days, you'll be able to do that. But in these same last days, let us test every spirit. If they don't speak according to this word, there is no light in them.
I like that. I like that. I mean, that's what the scripture says, right? To say, hey, yes, there will be prophets and you're going to get an influx, but also many are going to be deceivers. So be careful that nobody deceive you, because they're going to be false prophets. Christ would warn us in Matthew 24. Thank you so much for that, Pastor. Maybe let's draw to the close. And I want us to close a bit home here in the Adventist faith. When you look at the Adventist movement, they believe in the prophetic gift of the writer Ellen White, like you were saying earlier on. And tomorrow we're going to be covering a bit more in detail of some of her writings and if they can be trusted. But the question for today is, has God sent any other messengers to his church ever since Ellen White has come through? I know that you did say that it's up to him if he wants to continue sending. But to the period that we are now, from when she rested, I think 1915 or so, when she slept and she ended her ministry, is it so that we have seen some movement in terms of prophetic ministry in his church?
I think this is the time that I'll be allowed to be controversial if I agree. I've traveled a little bit here in Southern Africa,
mm-hmm.
and I have come across instances, and I'll give names.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a secret.
Okay. Okay.
In Zambia, there is Irene, who says she is a messenger of God. She's within the Adventist context. The church thinks otherwise.
Oh, okay.
And we say, like we have been saying, test every prophet. They should be subjected to, and thus says the Lord. What they are saying, is it what God is saying? Now, the problem that I have with most modern prophets is date setting.
Okay.
Setting dates for the coming of Jesus Christ. And I have also seen it with Irene as well. And while I also have some personal issues also with some of the prophecies and other things, in Malawi, there's also one as well that I have listened to. And there are many YouTube videos, and there are a number of Adventists that follow some of the people. But I would want to warn people and go back again and say, in the last days, the Spirit will speak to people, very true. But let us be careful. Let us test every spirit. Let us be organized. If there is a thus says that has come, we do have structures within the church as well. Let us use those structures so that we can... We can be in a safer side,
okay,
accepting everyone who comes. The world is saturated with many prophets as of now. And I want to say the spirit of the evil one is also moving people, and people are prophesying. Let us be careful. Let us be careful. I cannot confirm at the meantime that I know of any other prophet after Ellen G. White.
Okay.
Probably they are there, probably they are not there, but I have no confirmation that I can bring to you at this meantime.
And I think part of it could be part of the reason that you were mentioning, right, Moruti, to say with Ellen White, because her ministry was much broader. That's why she's popular. It's not that we favor her. It's just that it was a popular ministry. Just like how Isaiah is called a major prophet. It's not because he's more important than Obadiah. No, no. It's just because his work was much broader. And so they become more popular, and thus the majorness. And it could be that there are other minor prophets. I mean, if I'm to tell you there are other prophets in the scripture that are not even mentioned by name, but we just hear their prophecies, as written by this prophet who came and did this and said this, and they don't have anything else beyond that in terms of recognition. So I think I hear you. I hear you, Moruti, and we need to be careful about that. But also, I think another point is, and maybe as we wrap it up, is to say, Pastor, is when we, and I know we're going to touch on testing a prophet tomorrow, but I wanted to say one of the challenges that we must not be too perturbed by, too worried by, is the fact that usually a prophet in their own lifetime is seldom recognized. Even the ones in scripture, even Ellen White, when they were ministering alive, the church was not even that supportive. It's usually posthumously that a prophet's fame really becomes to sink into, say, wait a minute, that person was actually for God and was telling us godly things. So I think if a prophet, we don't like a prophet because we don't think they are, whatever reason that we might not like them by, this idea of testing a prophet or testing the spirits, sometimes we add a lot of prejudice, if I can be honest in that.
I fully agree. Just a brother probably that we grow up with, then all of a sudden I know what he used to do. All of a sudden they tell me that Jesus has been speaking to them and they are now a prophet. It's not easy to accept that.
It's not.
Ellen White within her circles, she was not accepted. It took time for the church to accept her as a prophet. So I do fully agree.
Yeah, yeah. May God help us, and may we continue to ask for that spirit of discernment, that we are not led astray and deceived like Christ warned us to be. So we pray that he continues to lead and guide us. Pastor, thank you so much again for chatting to us this afternoon. And until we chat again tomorrow, wrapping up our study, may God keep you. May he bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Amen. That's Mfundisi Pastor Katerere talking to us regarding the spirit of prophecy, the gift of prophecy. What's your take on it? What's your understanding when you talk issues of prophecy? I mean, one of the things that we pointed out was that the gift of prophecy will continue to increase until Christ comes. Do you believe somebody who would say today, I'm a prophet? Are you eager to accept, or you go in there already skeptical? Talk to us.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.